After a marathon 94-person public comment period, the Rochester Board of Education approved Superintendent Terry Dade's mid-year layoffs in a 5-2 vote late Thursday night. WXXI's James Brown was there.
A few hours before last night's vote, Superintendent Terry Dade announced that he's shrinking the amount of teachers cut from more than 150 to 109 and less than 200 layoffs overall. District spokesperson Carlos Garcia says several million dollars of federal grant money unspent due to a soft hiring freeze will allow teachers with specific certifications to be spared. Despite this turn of events, plenty of community members, students, and teachers like Leanna Dupree expressed their displeasure with the cuts.
Mistakes have been made, of course they have, but join us now. Be a part of our district. Either take responsibility for your roles in the crisis or take responsibility for saving the teachers and students.
Their jeers were met with a split board response. Commissioner Natalie Shepard voted no. She says she had to acknowledge the protests, while Board President Van White said he felt that the district could do more to lobby before making the cuts. He also says there should be more cuts at the administrative level.
If I have to have an empty cubicle at central office versus an empty cubicle in one of our buildings, personally, me, I choose to have the empty cubicle at central office.
Commissioner Beatrice LeBron voted for the measure because she's afraid the district will not be able to make payroll within a few months without the cuts. LeBron also says she knows who caused the fiscal crisis.
And I will say this, Barbara Dean Williams needs to be criminally prosecuted because she's the reason why we are all in this situation.
Dean Williams retired as superintendent of the district in January. The district isn't out of the woods yet. It's under investigation from the Securities and Exchange Commission, as well as under audit from the state comptroller's office. Superintendent Dade says he'll be seeking $20 million from the state, along with making program cuts and cost controls to balance the budget. James Brown, WXXI News.